When you think of seniors passing the time in a retirement community, the sport of golf might come to mind. While some of the traditional recreational activities remain popular, another hobby is becoming part of the routine for some in their golden years. And the next time you drive by a group of retirees, you might hear the sounds of this hobby. On a sunny afternoon, four residents of the Del Webb Retirement Community in the northern Illinois village of Huntley are engaged in a pickleball match.
These four you're watching right here are very good and very competitive, so this has potential for an intense match.
That's Don Wilson. He's an Illinois ambassador of the USA Pickleball Association. Don and his friends here at Del Webb have developed a passion for the sport. Pickleball is a mix of badminton, tennis, and ping pong. Players use specialized paddles and a wiffle ball. It's often played on modified tennis courts, but the dimensions are smaller. Enthusiasts say that's part of what makes it great for seniors. It keeps them active, but it's not too taxing on their bodies. Despite the easier pace, Don Wilson says the game does keep you on your toes.
There really is a lot of motion and action and starting and stopping. And as far as hand-eye coordination, is tremendous exercise. And I personally think, being a tennis player, that it helps your tennis net game.
Fellow resident Diane Sable was instrumental in making pickleball an established activity at this retirement community.
We didn't have a big membership at the time, about 30, 35 people. And I told the board of directors that I know if people could see it being played right here in Sun City, that we'd get more membership.
Sable estimates that close to 100 of her neighbors are now regular players. Pickleball isn't a new phenomenon. It was invented in the Pacific Northwest in the 1960s. It eventually moved out of the backyards and popped up in school gym classes and at park districts. Now it's being added at retirement communities like Del Webb. While its popularity is hard to quantify, the USA Pickleball Association's David Johnson says they have ways to measure growth.
In the last 5 years, we've seen an eightfold increase in membership. And those numbers are also evidenced in the number of places that we're seen to play.
Johnson says the problem sometimes is finding enough places to play. He says with tight budgets, local governments don't have a lot of money to spend on new courts. He says that has resulted in public-private partnerships. And some people who live near pickleball courts have voiced their displeasure with the sport.
Well, it just has a very unique sound when the ball hits the paddle, and I think it probably makes folks think that it's a little bit louder.
In Rockford, a lawsuit was recently filed over the noise at Park District pickleball courts. There are also occasional clashes with tennis players who don't like seeing their courts invaded. But they might have a hard time silencing people like retired chemist Herm Fauble of Sun City, who's hoping for more national recognition of pickleball.
You try to explain it, but you know, unless someone sees it, they don't really get a good picture of it. So I do work at spreading the word.
I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.